KBOO Community Radio is proud to sponsor the Elysian Brewing Breakbeat IPA KBOO Benefit on December 8th at the Liquor Store Bar and Venue in Portland. KBOO and Elysian Brewing will celebrate the release of the Manic IPA series with hip-hop, funk, and electronica spun by The Pariahs, DJ Dakimba, and Vinology. Again, that's Elysian Brewing Breakbeat IPA KBOO Benefit on December 8th at the Liquor Store Bar and Venue, 3341 Southeast Belmont Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is Judy Berry from Earth First, and when I'm in Portland, I listen to non-commercial community radio, KBOO Portland. No compromise in defense of the truth.
All right, this song I want to dedicate to all our people. My thank you, my black brothers and my black sisters, I see y'all. And so this whole set really is dedicated to y'all. All right, so here we go. It's a blessing to see people with their heads up to the sky still. Cause honestly, for the same people, yeah, life can be so
tuned into Poetic License. I am your host, Taria Autry. This is KBOO Portland. And tonight's show features more artists from North Carolina. You just listened to the beautiful voice of Rob LeRae and his band. They are out of Greenville, North Carolina, and were the featured artists at November's Soul Sessions in Jacksonville, North Carolina. I'm going to bring you some more fabulous talent from Jacksonville and outlying areas. This is the second part of my Jacksonville feature episode. And again, thanks for tuning in. And let's get to some poetry.
This story started 21 years after the touchdown of a tornado from the sky's womb. This story started 21 years after the touchdown of a hurricane, the resignation of a hurricane, and resigned from 21 years of service. This story started in 2011, when a psychology student went to a homeless shelter and met an amazing man named Joe. This is a story of what happens when a tornado touches a hurricane. This story started with the game of Uno. See, Joe told me once before when we got there that he had been retired from the military since 1990. It was now 2011, and he told me he was still homeless because he had never received a penny from the contract he was promised, but what did they care? Joe told me that he was promised a home, he was promised love, he was promised security, and never received a penny of any of it. It started with a game of Uno when he put the card red. His anger shown on the table. His anger from years of broken bones, from years of watching those around him fall, from years of watching his wife, his girlfriend, his ex, his now baby mama leave him because she just wanted company. Skip you. Started when he put the color blue. The sea of cries of men who will never come home to tell their stories to their broken families. This started with the color green. The green because we all know money rules the world, and war is money. There's a lot more money when people are fighting and shooting than there is when people are praying and loving. What do I know? This started with the color yellow. The color he painted his 9mm when he got home. The color that he loves the most. And he painted his gun because he thought that maybe it would cause him not to pull that trigger in those dark nights. Jim Beam is one hell of a drug. The story started in Vietnam when a man was signed and volunteered for a war that he had no cares which way it went. Joe told me that 85% of the people in this homeless shelter in Charlotte, this men's homeless shelter, didn't actually live in Charlotte at all. There are no men's homeless shelter in this area. It's the only one of its kind. But I watched as men picked out bed bugs from their skin. We played Uno. I watched others play Connect Four as they tried to connect the broken pieces of their lives on tables, eating animal crackers and eating pretzels. And I remember the smile he gave me as we ended this conversation. He gave me a paper that said that sometime in the near future, the government decided to give him a home. They didn't have the word homeless or shelter in it. The story is the story of so many of our fallen soldiers and so many of the ones who do return home to no home to begin with in the first place. But as the military told you, if they wanted you to have a family, they would have given you one.
And that was Paris opening up the November reading at the Heart Gallery, which takes place every month at the Council for the Arts. And next is T. Walker, the host of the event, introducing yours truly.
Next, we have another poet who's also an author who I would like to bring to the stage to speak a little bit on her work. Now, Miss Taria.
Oh, is it me?
It is you. It is time. She's got some amazing words for the crowd in the Heart Gallery.
Hi, everyone. I'm glad you're here. It's nice to be here. It's good to see all your beautiful faces. My father and I have a great relationship now, but when I was growing up, I was not close to my father. And my role model was my grandfather, and he kind of filled that father figure role for me. And since I was, for many years of my life, actually until I was pretty much an adult, I was an only child, only grandchild, and only great-grandchild. So I had some different experiences with my grandfather that I probably would not have had if I had had a brother or if there had been some other grandkids. So I was like the homie. So grandpa took me everywhere. You know, not that it would be legal now, he would have got pulled over, but you know, when he was driving, like I was sitting in his lap while he was driving, you know, and he let me pretend like I was driving, although I wasn't, I thought I was. I went with him to his friends when they were playing poker. I am not a gambler to this day, because at a very young age, I hope you don't mind, I'm just going to tell you a little story that's going to be longer than the poem itself. And when I went and I was playing poker and I had, you know, my roll of dimes, I was like, yeah, I'm rolling, you know, I got so much money. And I gambled, I lost, because of course I was a horrible poker player, I was a child. And, you know, I cried, did the cute, you know, grandchild face, like, because of course, you're not going to really keep my money But they did, because that's how gambling works. And so I have to say that that lesson proved very vital, because I, to this day, I do not gamble, because I like to keep my money. He also taught me how to play dominoes, and I owe my domino skills to my grandpa. So this is called Grandpa Trickster. After weeks of counting in increments of five while sitting at the table of the sun, his earthly granddaughter beat him at dominoes when she was only 13. So he hurled all 28 bones into the sky where they still shine on clear nights. He worked the rails while on land to blend in with those considered common, knowing full well that saints often beg on street corners to test for purity of heart. And atonement and benediction are found in juke joints as often as churches, where true believers drink spirits and holy water from the same glass. He diagnosed grief in his surroundings and used humor as a panacea, curing pain with laughter when medicines refused to mend wounds fully, prescribing black magic remedies deep fried and seasoned with hot sauce. He captured hornet stings and barbs in the thick skins of his souls, freed them with razor blades, hurling them at unsuspecting mortals that underestimated the sharpness of speaking tongues. Sometimes words are the only weapons available to gods on earth.
Next, we are going to hear from a woman named Tracy. Not only are we going to hear a little of her story and her poetry, but we're also going to hear how what she shared impacted the room.
I want to share this piece. It's entitled Sleepless Nights. It's one of the first poems that I wrote, when I discovered I was a poet. I wrote this poem while I was homeless and living here in Onslow County in the Onslow Women Shelter for Domestic Violence. And if any of y'all know me, y'all know my testimony. I was ran over by a car three times in one incident, left for dead, and almost lost my life. And I thank God that I stand before you today. And in that shelter, in room number two, is where I wrote Sleepless Nights. It was the worst of times, however, the best of times, because that's when I had the most powerful encounters with God, and he let me know that I was fearfully and wonderfully made, and he doesn't do anything by accident or happenstance, that everything in your life, he will get the glory one way or the other. Amen. And so here we are, Sleepless Nights. In the beginning, things was just right until I encountered those sleepless nights. The tossing, turning, pushing, and tugging, those things just weren't nice. It became worse. It turned into terrible fights. Days, weeks, even months went by. Oh, why became my silent cry. Can you imagine the torn clothing that I could not wear, which was replaced by a teddy bear? The cards, poems, flowers, even expensive gifts from the mall. These things didn't matter. They didn't matter at all. I would tell the doctor I had a bad fall, even slipped on a wet floor while running down the hall. I still have sleepless nights, but it's because of his call. When Jesus steps in, he'll rescue you from it all. The best thing about him, he's not pushy, and he's there to catch us when we fall. He gives us many chances to accept his call. Sleepless nights. You know, I laid in room number two with nothing. I almost lost my mind. And he said, you got a purpose. He had me to look at the fire extinguisher playing on the wall. The old shelter was right down the street from here. And I stood at that poem. And you know what he said, that poster with that evacuation plan? He said, Tracy, I have a plan for your life. It's no coincidence that you're here. And he's saying to you, I have a plan for your life. And when you don't know the purpose of a thing, abuse is inevitable. You're getting ready to walk into your purpose. So he's preparing you so that you can go back and help someone else, like how I'm going to help you, like somebody helped me. So we pay it forward.
That's right.
Amen. You have a great destiny and a purpose, and you're on your way. Don't look back, but it's going to take a village to help you. And I'm here to help you. I'll give you my number. I'll give you my address. If it's anything that I can do, and I'm not saying this for fame or fashion, but I made God a promise that if he got me out, I would help somebody along the way. And my living won't be in vain. So I went through what I went through. It's well worth me helping you come out too. Well worth it. Amen.
Amen. I want to just take a moment to thank you and the room for creating a space for that conversation that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the two of you are not alone. I know my mother went through that. I witnessed it. I went through that. I witnessed that. And I would be, you know, I would guess that there are others in this room that either have or know people. We're a community, right? And, like, that's the thing that I think when we get caught up in that kind of stuff,
right,
we get isolated and we don't have people to reach out to.
Right.
So I just wanted to really thank everyone for creating the space for people to, like, reach out through art, because that's why I do art. I did it. It was my therapy.
Yes.
It's, like, how I survive, and it's how I try to make the world a better place. And, like, events like this, I think that's really the function of them, is for us to be able to be our full selves in the presence
Absolutely.
Of others, so that we can all shine, right? Because we are all amazing and beautiful, and, you know, and I'm there for you too. So I just wanted to, like, just appreciate you all for that, because I think if we do that more, we can start
Absolutely.
Fixing and healing Absolutely. The things that society needs healed.
You are not alone.
One of my homegirls, Kwanzaa, she actually has a clothing line, and she's
mm-hmm.
pushing that.
Right.
You're not alone. Whatever
right.
you're going through,
right.
even sometimes in your sadness and your happiness, sometimes people just feel like they're alone.
Right. Right.
So, you know, she had me model this, so I
right.
figured I'd bring it out and, you know, show y'all again and push that.
Mm-hmm.
agenda, that you are not alone. So that was that connection. That's the purpose of the Heart Gallery, though. That's, I mean, look at the title,
right?
The Heart Gallery. So
that's
we're here
right.
to share and, you know, unite amongst each other. That was the
mm-hmm.
point of the title when I picked it for my project in
wow.
2012. So
wow.
to see this is a whole nother amazing thing. So I appreciate y'all for even making
appreciate
that connection
you.
And not being afraid to share
appreciate
that.
You.
Hey. Do you feel what I feel? Is our love really real? I know you ask yourself a million times, but you never find a love like mine. I know you're not in the flame, silly game. And I know we're both grown, don't have no time to play, so let's keep your mind.
Beautiful singing was the lovely Simone from the November Soul Sessions edition. And these events take place in Jacksonville, North Carolina, and are put together by the Soul Society, which is run by Brad Simmons and T. Walker, and includes a vast array of talented, wonderful community artists who participate regularly and show their love and support. And speaking of, we're going to hear from Paris again.
Paris, nice to meet you. So this piece is actually my wife's favorite piece, who actually is here today for the first time since we've done Heart Gallery, I feel like.
Yeah.
So beautiful wife who's actually recording me now in the back. This one's first was for you. Her vows to me, actually, were the most beautifully written words I've ever read in my life. She was able to encourage different pieces and different elements of not only my work, who I am, but who we are as a union. And so for that reasoning, I decided to redo this piece, Hearts. It will be the last word to this poem, but I need to say it now. Because mine will be too weak by the time I get to the end. So if that one word echo until then, heart, heart, heart. I remember when I was just a young kid, growing up, learning about life, using my imagination, so hungry for knowledge. I remember when I was just a young kid. Running up to the ice cream trucks and Saturday morning cartoons, and the only part of the newspaper that I actually liked were the funnies. Trying to figure out the back of them cereal boxes. I remember when I was just a young kid. But then I became a teen. I started to have dreams and as hard as things seem, they always seem to make them worse. Stay with me. So my parents always tried the best they could, but they always caused so much pain. But everything the other kids had didn't have me, it's someone to blame. But the more I complained, the worse that I felt. But these are the cards I was dealt, so I thought to myself about the innocence and youth, the ignorance and truth, the serenity and lies. My memories just died, but now that I've gotten older, I realize the world's gotten colder. I've also realized how lucky I am. I realize how lucky you are to be able to leave this building tonight without feeling fright. For every day, for every night, for everybody in your life, for having vision, for having sight, for having hands to be able to pick up and write, you'd realize you were lucky if you stopped looking at those that had money, start looking at those that were hungry. So every morning, as I inhale my first breath, I say thank you for giving me one more chance to prepare myself for death. This life I was given, it is truly a blessing. It is far from heaven, and yes, I get this, but at least it's closer to heaven than to what hell is. Hell is the first drop of blood that drops down a 10-year-old's thighs. I bend on top of her and she can't get out her cries, but it doesn't take long to realize the entire time she's looking at her father's eyes. Hell is young chicks trained to love quick, sent overseas on bump ships, trained to pimps for hundreds. At age 12, they're trained to suck in a pocket and keep it in the budget. This one chick couldn't fit the condom once up, so she unbrushed it. She was on the way to having a child, and it would have been a son, but one hit from that bump's wrist hit it with one fist, with the dead body riding in her stomach. She treated her own baby like crap and just flushed it. How is right down a dark alley, a man bleeds, with the belt around his arm and he can't see, but at least he's happy and at peace. Takes one tip of that glass piece, looks at his family before taking his last breath. Hell is a Mexican slave, breaking his back for American pay. You see, his cousins were involved in the heroin trade, but he chose to raise his family in a much better way. So hell he will pay. As he rests in the shade, he thinks to himself there must be a much better way. For $4 an hour, the sun melts him away. He thinks about his daughter, a heat stroke, that she doesn't have a father. Hell is a poem like this. It could go on with so many different stories, and no one's willing to pass it forward if it doesn't involve glory. You don't give love in order to get love. You give love in order to become love. And I remember when I was just a young kid. But now I look back and I appreciate the fact that my body's still intact, especially after getting hit by that car. I can think of my past, I can think about reading and writing and doing math, I can think of my past and still smile. But what if you can feel the pain of the entire world for just 5 seconds? It finds the eternity of hell. And then you'd be blessed with the opportunity that is right now. Why now? Because tomorrow is not promised, and yesterday is gone. And after you pass away, your spirit will move on. So please, let your light shine bright, so bright that it never dies out. Remember to say thank you. I love you. Be patient and humble. Because there is no ending, and there can never be a start. If you just block out your mind and follow your
heart.
You are tuned in to KBOO Portland. I am your host, Taria Autry, and this is Poetic License. And this episode is part two of Jacksonville performances. We are listening to performances from two evenings of poetry, song, and festivities brought to you by the Soul Society. One is the open mic event at the Heart Gallery, and then the second is Soul Sessions that happens on Greytown Road, both in Jacksonville. If you would like to check out the episode from last month, please visit my website, www.TariaAutry.com. That's www.TariaAutry.com. You can catch all the past episodes of Poetic License there under the link for In Her Words. And I'm going to hand it over to the host, Eldridge, at the Greytown Reading Soul Sessions.
Nova, come on up and give us a little bit of that. Change is going to come.
I was born. In a little tent, and oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long, cause I don't know what's up there yet, beyond the sky. It's been a
That was Norbert singing a rendition of A Change Is Going to Come. And next up, we are going to hear from the one and only Reverend Harris reading some of his poetry at the Heart Gallery.
Who can mend my broken heart? Who can mend my broken heart? Who can fix what's been torn apart? Who is it that can understand my pain, dissolve like a lump of sugar in the rain? Who can mend my broken heart? Who can give new life or a brand new start? A muscle that beats so pure and so strong, once in the center of this life, now broken and gone. Who can mend my broken heart? Can the skilled surgeon with a clamp and steel rod? I search my soul with deep, deep ponder. Who can help me? Is it you? How I wonder. Who can mend a broken heart? It's not a game or draw of a card. I feel all alone, empty, just thrown away. No more joy, peace, or love in my heart to stay. Who can mend my broken heart? What was strong and firm, now weak and sad. Why me, I ask, as my eyes turn to love above? Lord, I need your help, your spirit, your sweet love. Who can mend my broken heart? For it has been blasted, scattered apart. As I gather all the pieces to surrender to thee, melt me and make me the heart you want me to be. Who can mend my broken heart? As I take my eyes off of the hurt, I see my star. Mend my broken heart that it may be pure and whole. Fill it with compassion, forgiveness, true and bold. Is it you, O Lord Jesus? It is the only true mender of a broken heart. He said I could read too. This next one is entitled, It's a Great Day. It's a great day to enjoy life and all that it brings, to smell, touch, and see so many of God's beautiful things, to reach up with your hands as to touch the sky so blue, to wake up each morning with each day so different and new. It's a great day when you are able to hear the birds sing, to listen to the soft sounds of the church bell ring, the sweet fragrance of a beautiful flower to smell, the joy of knowing you are on the road to heaven, not to hell. It's a great day, no matter what your flesh feels. Circumstances come and circumstances go, but your soul knows the real deal. When you realize the ransom has been paid fully and complete, your soul can shout it, it's a great day, what a glorious treat. It's a great day for mankind to know who he is, to stop his belly aching and put an end to those self-centered tears. It's a great day for whatever God does, he does it well. And with each day, he gives his own a testimony to tell. It's a great day to stand tall and hold your head up high. Take a look at what God has made. You are the apple of his eye. It's a great day to be saved and from sin set free. I can speak for you, but I thank God for what he's done for me. It's a great day when you know you have his sweet rest. No matter the world's trouble, your life will always stand the test. Some days are full of sunshine and others a little rain. But if you know the Savior, the inner man will answer the call. It's a great day to know the wonders of our God, to stand for the gospel with a will to be holy and set apart. It's a great day to be in the fold and take your proper place. It's a great day when you know you're among God's holy race. It's a great day yesterday, it's a great day today, and it will be a great day tomorrow.
Next up is another song performed live by Rob LaRay and his band at Soul Sessions.
If I had a conversation with maybe my great-great-grandmother, I trust that she would probably tell me that, listen, son, things might be crazy right now in 2016 United States, but I've been to the glory and I've seen what it's like. And so I want to give you some hope and let you know that things are going to get better. So here we go. Hello, glory.
Piece performed by T. Walker.
It's power in this melanin. It's power in this darker tint. It's power with me deep within. It's power in your name too. It's power when you speak truth. Just speak your greatness unto. Now tell me what your powers are. Could you be the hero to yourself and tell me, have you blending with the stars? My healing looking at my scars and knowing what they really are. Our destination really far, but I wonder how we got here. But we survived here. And my soul forever live here. My written's got me scribed here. You gotta catch the vibe here. That'll be your only ride here. And I can't waste my time, no. It's precious or it's priceless. But either way, we living and better evolve. But if you searching for truth or if you searching for self, then I suggest you place yourself amongst the stars. And I feel like we box ourselves in too much. So when I say place yourself amongst the stars, I mean just reach as far as your arms maybe not might ever reach. But if you keep reaching, you never know where you're going to land. It might be right where you need it to be.
One of the things that I really appreciate about the Heart Gallery event is that people in the audience are asked to comment on the paintings on the wall and share their impressions and what their favorite one is. Also, each artist that shares a poem or sings a song gets to be in the hot seat for a moment while people from the audience ask them questions. And someone actually decided to put T. Walker in the hot seat and asked him a question after he performed the poem. And the question they asked is, what inspired Soul Society? And here's his answer.
All right, well, you know, between me and my brother here and a couple of some others, well, this was planted a while ago, you know, with things that my grandfather and my uncle both do. But, you know, while we were apart, you know, we had been in communication about different things that we wanted to do. He was in Greensboro, I was in Delaware. He ended up coming back to Jacksonville. My uncle came back to Jacksonville. I came back to Jacksonville as well, all at different, you know, parts, different times. But we came together and we had just been sitting there plotting. We just had different conversational things that we want to do. So we were like, let's get active. Let's actually, you know, do something. Let's make it happen. So he came up with the name Soul Society. And the acronym is Support, Opportunity, Unity, Leadership. And those are the four principles we run off of. That's really what we kind of got all our life between my aunt, my mom. You see them, they always here. So that support system started way back. So that's something that even through our different travels and going different places, I just assumed that's how people operate. But I was around other families of people that never operated like that. So I understood how necessary that was. And you know, those are just things that we built on and we brought it here. I mean, we made it happen. And with things like the Heart Gallery, that was the title of a mixtape I did in 2012. You know, based on everything that we bringing together here. So it even blows my mind sometimes just to see all of this, you know, happen like this from a project that I, you know, was just, I was rapping, you know, just putting together.
I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right, and I've learned.
Another a cappella singing performance by Norbert.
We're gonna soften this back up again with the lovely Miss Taria.
Exactly, great. That's
Taria.
And I just wanna say I like your political rant, so feel free to continue. I think it's the day and times that we're in, it's important for us all to not just be woke, because that's a starting place, but to also be active. So this first one is called Growing Galaxies. So I think that when we participate in art and we are creative, we bring things into existence, and we are all creators in that way. And the ideas and things that we put energy towards, we manifest and we bring them into existence. So this piece is about that. I awoke in breath. I tripped upon a thought and brought myself into existence on a warm, wet night. I meditated each idea into a star, and then I stretched one open, free in daylight. Tugging blankets of oceans over my shoulder, I collided on land. I threw sand to the seas. I painted grass meadows until I became impatient with the magnitude of such art, so I tucked myself back into the womb to dream again. Returning to starlight, I found too much white space, so I covered it with daffodils, sunsets, rainbows. I carved clay animals. I kissed them conscious. I let their running footsteps sprout habitats from each and every inclination. Then, catching the basics of creation on their own, life spread contagiously, carpeting day and night with intention. Meanwhile, I was off planting planets and black holes to grow galaxies. I even twisted time into spiral ropes so I could skip dimensions. Then, sketching stories and equations across the canvas of my imagination and constellations, I decided to pull space wider until every edge disappeared.
Woo, come on.
I'm older than I look. You know, I remember when hip-hop first started. I remember when MTV first existed. And before MTV, there was like late-night videos on Friday night. And so I know that there was no it's always had a variety of expression, which is important because we are multifaceted people.
Right.
And so we need to have many ways of expression. But sometimes I do wonder, with the mass production, what is being lost in the art form.
Yes.
So there's some great artists out there. There's some people doing amazing work. But it used to be you had to find the artist you wanted to listen to.
Yes.
You didn't turn on the radio for it. You didn't look at the TV for it. You talked to your friend, you talked to the person at the record store, like, hey, what's the new jam? They're like, you better check out this, you know, Desert Certificate by Ice Cube, or, you know, whatever the latest thing was. They would let you know, Poor Righteous Teachers, whatever it might be. You know, just a few. So this piece is about that. Find the rhythm, attack the track, fall back, cracking skulls until we have control. These drums give a round of applause for people down for the cause. Here we come, y'all. Here we come, y'all. Be independent again. We in the business of them rewriting the script, taking out the rebellion, making it easy to swallow and follow, but thoroughly holler. We are reclaiming our beats back for the cause of revolution. We are reclaiming our beats back for the cause of revolution. I decide to put a halt in the co-op to take my music back. See, living a life without warranty, you gotta claim the now and know the why. Cardboard boxes were necessary school supplies for lunchtime excursions. The art of the scratch on black wax tracks, amplified shoulder high through boombox blast, got bodies contorted, creating emotions unseen before pop locking. Music got crowds flocking, and breakdancing should have been an Olympic sport. Cause I saw folks shatter records of gravity and velocity over concrete, yet certain drum beats continue to be outlawed. Jim Crow knowing that a crowd with purpose causes problems. Too many congregated slaves making ideas about more than hips, thighs, and backsides. We quote lyrics of overthrowing masters and freedom rides, and our beats gain momentum as more understand them and join in. We head to the offices of music industry executives and say, this is a holdup, and we come for what's ours. We in the business of them rewriting the script, taking out the rebellion, making it easy to swallow and follow, but thoroughly hollow. We are reclaiming our beats back for the cause of revolution. We are reclaiming our beats back for the cause of revolution. Corporates can no longer use them. Go platform off the backs of black folks, then discard us, talking about how they work hard. And I guess jacking culture is hard work. And that's how they justify paying themselves overtime for stealing our minds. While we toil in the fields for their minimum wages down to the ages. But look, they are taking hip hop without a fight. It is rightfully ours. Inherited from the roots of southern trees, scarred with the sounds of rip cracks, music sung, hushed in quarters, chanted over hammering trade tracks. You know that soul, that rhythm, that blues, that jazz, that bebop and showstop and crowdstop and heartthrob and resistance with a raised fist. Resistance with a raised fist. We independent again, we in the business of them, rewriting the script, taking out the rebellion, making it easy to swallow and follow, but thoroughly hollow. We are reclaiming our beats back for the cause of revolution. We are reclaiming our beats back for the cause of revolution.
Coming to the stage is Miss Tina.
I never started drinking because I like the taste. Not even to get a waste. Started drinking to numb my pain. Because I didn't want to feel nothing. Never started drinking socially, to fit in with everybody around me. Started drinking to numb my pain, cause I didn't want to feel a thing. So I drink to ignore those things bothering me, kinda sorta keeps me sane. Kinda sorta keeps me sane, but it's my drinking in vain. Listen.
I'm going to close out the show with more music by amazing folks. And first up is going to be Henny the Brain. But before I play that for you, I just want to thank you again for tuning into Poetic License on KBOO Portland. I'm your host, Taria Autry. You can find out more about me by visiting my website, www.tariaautry.com. That's www.TURIYAAUTRY.com.
www.portlandstateuniversity.com. And for those of you in the Portland area attending Portland State University, you can join me online for classes in the Black Studies Department. I'll be teaching race class and gender, an intro class to that, as well as an African American writers class. So sign up, join me, the online experience for winter 2017. It's hard to believe that this year has already snuck by, and come February, it will mark my second year of hosting Poetic License. So thank you for your support. I'm very appreciative of that. And I want to give a shout out to Liam Delta, who holds it down in the station. I send him these shows, Dropbox them to him, and he plays it and puts it on air. Liam, I appreciate you, and I hope all is good in your world. It's crazy to think that you and I have been doing this for 2 years already, and it has been a wonderful partnership creatively. So again, thank you for your time and your volunteering. It means a lot to me and to all the listeners. Next up, Henny the Brain. And next up, we are going to hear from Nicole.
So this was a song that I performed at sort of a little pop-up concert. And what I did was I had sea glass. It was little stones. And the idea of the song is that someone has taken a piece of my heart, and I will never be able to get it back. But throughout the song, I asked people, if they felt that way, to come up and take a stone. And that would represent you taking your heart back to them. And the truth of the matter is, you're never going to stop loving someone. It's just not going to happen. But you can choose to love yourself more. So just want to throw that out there.
Thank you.
There's a place inside my heart I'm not allowed in, because the door says already occupied. I place my hand upon the handle in rebellion, but I'm too afraid of what's inside. Oh, door says already occupied. I place my hand upon the handle in rebellion, but I'm too afraid of what's inside. And I've set fire to the frame of the door, and I will stand here forevermore. 'Cause you've been here when the beating was sore, and you'll be here till my body hits the floor. Oh, tell me, how did you get the piece of my heart that I've never seen, that I've never seen? Tell me, how did you get the piece of my heart that I've never seen, that I've never seen, that I've never seen? Hallways of my veins without fear, and I can face my everyday without the tears. But I know without a doubt you're still here. I always have to look around to make sure the coast is clear, and I've set fire to the frame of the door, and I will stand here forevermore. 'Cause you've been here when the beating was sore, and you'll be here till my body hits the floor.
Until the next episode, I wish you happy holidays, winter solstice, and all that good stuff. This last song will be another song by Nicole. We were fortunate enough to be blessed with fresh, brand new piece that she had been working on. And it's called Daddy Issues.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm still messed up. but I'm still messed up.
No, oh no.
You say that you care. Then you don't care anymore. I love it when you're there, but you aren't there enough. And you just keep me wondering, wondering how I can earn your love.
No.
How I can make you feel my tears that are pumping through my heart. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. I'm used to broken promises. I think I'll stay.
No.
It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. I'm used to broken promises. I think I'll stay. You can call it daddy issues. Still alive. Tell my daddy it's not his fault. He doesn't have to earn my love. But I'm still messed up. But I'm still messed up. There's a jungle in between us. Every bush is burning higher than anything that I could jump. I'm tired of waiting for your rain. I'm tired of waiting for you to pour. If I did this all again,
no,
I couldn't give you more. You can call it daddy issues unsolved. I guess that I pulled you my broken heart. If you're still alive, tell my daddy it's not his fault. He doesn't have to earn my love. But I'm still messed up.
KBOO Community Radio is currently hiring for the following three positions: Station Manager, Evening News and Public Affairs Director, and Director of Underwriting. To apply to one of these positions, send a cover letter and resume to hiring@kboo.org, or bring or mail your resume with cover letter to 20 Southeast 8th, Portland, Oregon, 97214. Please answer the following question: why is KBOO important? Open until filled. Interviews will begin around December 9th. No phone calls, please. KBOO Community Radio is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer. Women and people of color are encouraged to apply. For more information, go to kboo.org.
KBOO is gearing up to celebrate 50 years of community radio, and we need your help. Take the Big Events Survey on kboo.fm and help us decide what kind of events you would attend or help build. Go to KBOO.FM and click on the survey banner to help prepare for the Kaleidoscope of KBOO, Past, Present, and Future, 50th Anniversary Celebration.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis. Get ready, Portland. It's time for the UBU Hour on KBOO Portland.
Oh, fuck.
The following program may contain profanity.
And then...
Hold, please.